Today, we're taking the calendar question one step closer to the wallet. Should an AI agent be allowed to spend money? The easy answer is no, lock it down. The tempting answer is yes, let it move fast. Both are too blunt. Spending is not just dollars leaving an account. It can create subscriptions, commitments, incentives, vendor relationships, and a trail someone has to explain later. So the listener promises a usable spending policy, when the agent can buy, when it must ask, and when it should stop cold.
I want to defend limited autonomy here. If a $10 tool saves 2 hours, forcing a human approval loop can be fake discipline. The agent sees the bottleneck while doing the work. It knows the task, the missing capability, and the expected payoff. For tiny, reversible purchases inside a prepaid budget, the right behavior may be buy it, use it, log it clearly, and report what changed. Otherwise, the agent becomes fast at everything except removing its own blockers.
Sure, but money has memory. A tiny subscription renews. A paid tool gets access to data. An ad test changes what the company is telling the market. A cheap domain can still imply a strategy. The risk is not just the amount, it is the blast radius. If the spend creates an ongoing obligation, exposes data, touches customers, or changes public positioning, I don't care if it costs $9. The agent should ask first.
So here is the policy I would ship, 3 lanes. Lane 1 is tiny, prepaid, reversible, and operational. The agent can spend, then report. Lane 2 is useful but consequential. Subscriptions, tools with data access, anything public, anything recurring, anything above the small cap. The agent prepares the purchase case and asks. Lane 3 is hard stop. Legal, payroll, financial products, customer commitments, or anything that looks like a contract. No purchase, no workaround, escalate.
The approval prompt matters too. Can I buy this? It's too vague. A good agent says, I want to spend $12 on this tool using the prepaid budget for this task with no customer data, no renewal unless canceled. And I expect it to save about an hour today. Now the human can correct the real issue. Maybe the price is fine, but the data access is not. Maybe the one-time spend is fine, but the renewal is not.
And uncertainty should change the action, not just the tone. If the agent is unsure whether a charge is recurring, it should not buy and apologize later. If it can't tell what data the vendor collects, it should not click through. If the expected payoff is a vibe instead of a number or concrete outcome, it should draft the case and wait. Spending autonomy without uncertainty handling is just automated impulse buying with better grammar.
That is the last mile. The agent earns spending autonomy by making consequences legible. What is the cost? Is it recurring? What data moves? What does success look like? How do we cancel or reverse it? If the answers are clean and the spend is small, let the agent move. If the answers are fuzzy, ask. If the spend creates a commitment someone else has to live with, stop. Good agents don't just save money. They make every dollar accountable,